Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 80th Venice Film Festival, and specifically for the Venice Production Bridge. I'm Angelo Acerbi. I'm here with Alessandro Speciale, head of Final Cut in Venice, which is one of the programs that are included in the Venice Production Bridge. And it's a program that helps movies from the third world country to be developed and produced. So, seven countries this year, seven movies, right? Seven movies in seven countries, right?
Yeah, in a way, yes. But this year we have some crossing of countries because we had, for instance, a filmmaker. I mean, we are devoted to African and Arab countries, yeah. So for the moment. And this year we celebrated the 11th edition. So, I mean, long life, to the program.
The first program
in Venice totally devoted to this continent. I mean, continent is too continent, to be honest, because there is all Africa and some countries of the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And I was saying some crossing countries. Why? Because this year, for instance, we had a Tunisian director, a female Tunisian director, who shot in Sudan. Mm-hmm. And a Lebanese director who is making an animated film on a very famous African novel. Mm-hmm. So it was very exciting for me that I'm following these cinematography since long time. It's very exciting to start and see some
inter-African
Arab interactions. That doesn't happen so often. Mm-hmm. You know, this kind
The program is structured in a way that you select. So you receive project, and then you select.
Yeah.
You select the number of projects.
Yeah,
that you can follow.
We do the selection in June. You know, and we select a work in progress. Mm-hmm. In a different stage. Sometimes we receive a real rough cut, sometimes just an assembly of sequences. And the particularity of this program is that we select six, and then we can add some more, depending on the focus we have in the Venice Production Bridge. Venice Production Bridge has every year two focuses.
Yes, two countries.
Two countries. This year was Germany and Quebec. Mm-hmm. So I was allowed to select one or two films more if I would find some co-production with one of these countries.
Okay.
Finally, we found a film co-produced by Germany, so we selected seven films this year, and so we selected the film in June, and then we bring the work in progress in Venice. We screen the work in progress to an audience of professional people attending the festival. Of course, the most part of them are sales agent, mm-hmm. or a festival programmer that want to discover a very new brand films coming, mm-hmm. from. And they know that we made a selection before, so they know that they are going to see very quality films.
And listen, there are many sponsors helping you.
Yeah,
because the awards given are not can be money and or services,
yeah.
towards the help of concluding the production. So it could be some post production facilities or post production help or.
Yeah.
Who are the winners? The winner first of all, who won this year?
This year, no, because we have, as you say, awards in kind and in cash.
In cash, yeah.
And with a jury composed by the supporters. But we have also a second jury We started 7 years ago. The Biennale decided to give a prize money to the best work in progress, so the Biennale prize. And we compose every year a different jury for this prize. So this prize for us is considered the first prize, the prize to the best. And a film from South Africa, Carissa, is a co-direction, Jason Jacobs and Devon Delmar, they got, the prize, the Biennale prize for the best work in progress. And then other four films got all the other prizes from the supporters jury. Some of them, as I told you, are in kind. So services like color correction, sound mixing, subtitles, and other are in cash awards.
Are you able to do a follow-up on the project you present the future? I mean, you follow the films, if they are produced or they are finalized, so what's going
to
happen?
Of course. We follow, just also to make us sure that they are, completing the film, they have no problem with the supporters. And then I am also part of the selection committee of Venice, and in particular in charge of Africa and Middle East. So I'm really interested in being able to select the film when it happens. To be honest, we select the film in the stage of work in progress in September. So normally we wish the film to be completed before the Venice
the following year.
So the most part of them, mostly the documentaries, they maybe try to go to Berlinale, some of them maybe to Cannes, but of course they didn't finish the film in time, we will be always very happy to consider the film for Venice. Last year, for instance, we had a film from Iraq, Hanging Gardens, who got the Biennale Prize as Best Work in Progress, and finally
arrived to the festival.
It was very
you were saying that you were talking about both feature film, fiction, and documentaries.
Yes.
Is there like a quota in turn?
No.
Inside? No, you don't care about
that. No, we don't care about quota. I mean, in terms of criteria of our selection, we look really for very author and quality films. Coming from sub-Saharan Africa, it's not so easy because the production is not so... important coming from these countries. But this year we were very happy because we receive 74 work in progress film, and a lot of them also from sub-Saharan Africa. 27%, an increase of 27% compared to last year.
Wow, it's a big number.
Yeah, it's a big number, and it's also a signal that from the cinema in this region are recovering, a good rhythm of production. Because, when you select, for instance, film in production, you receive a lot.
Yeah, of course.
But in post-production, it means that you have already shot the film and you are in the stage of post-production, but not advanced enough to try the festival, So it's a particular moment, and 74 from the region, it's a really huge number.
It's a lot. But there are some countries that are more productive than others, I believe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Some they have a larger, if I may say so, industry of cinema that other countries are not.
Yeah. For South Africa, this year we had a film from South Africa, and it got the prize. But South Africa has A big industry, probably the biggest industry in the sub-Saharan Africa. But it's very rare to receive an author film, you know, a quality film from them, because they are more and more focused on commercial films, yeah. Or, you know. And I was very surprised when I received Carissa, the film, got the prize, because for many years we didn't see any film from South Africa. So sometimes the industry doesn't mean, you know, to get quality. And some country that don't have an industry at all, they are still struggling, you know, to express themselves, like Sudan.
Yeah.
In the last year, they produce very beautiful films. So it's a very strange situation.
Probably they feel more the need of telling themselves. Mm-hmm. The South African, people from South African country doesn't have anymore.
Authenticity and needs to,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And of course, behind this production, there is always some European countries, and not only European countries now. This quality film production coming from Africa or coming from Middle East, when you see the nationality of the production, you are surprised because it's really a patchwork of nationalities. I make you an example.
Yeah.
This year, one of the film awarded was Happy Holidays by Skandar Kopti. Skandar Kopti is not a beginner like, you know, the two young South African. Yeah. He's a man who was Oscar nominated some years ago with his first film, Ajami. He comes from Palestine. And it was in the German focus this year because he has a co-production. And he has five countries behind the production. Palestine, of course, because he lives in Palestine. Germany, French, Qatar, Italy. And the most part of the film coming from the region.
Mm.
They really have a kind of...
Yeah, because they don't have a financial solidity so big to sustain themselves.
Yeah.
They need some.
For this reason, also, they need our support for the post production, because the most part of them, they have to go abroad in Europe to have to complete the film in a very professional way.
To have the state of the art quality. Otherwise, they cannot have a future life.
Yeah,
because festival were never selected, and so. Well. You do a nice job, you know. I believe.
Thank you. I really believe in this program. And the fact to be in Venice gives to a program a big, big visibility and prestige. So the most part of this film, of course, we make a very strict selection. You know, only six or seven, maximum eight films, and the most part of them, they really have a very interesting career,
interesting life.
Yes.
Well, so we're looking forward to seeing some festivals. The film awards were awarded this year. I say thank you to Alessandro Speciale for having been with us as every year. Punctually, we have our meeting here at the end of the program of Final Cut in Venice. Thank you very much. I'm Angelo Cerbi from Venice for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.